Hi, how you doing, sir? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can
I'm
hear
glad
you.
to hear that. My name is Steve, and I'm calling in today because we are conducting a short survey. This is like a one-minute survey with just one particular question. I'm trying to see if you can help us out.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, I actually picked it up thinking it was a
co-worker
from that area, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I will read the introduction. It's a pretty fast introduction, and then just that one question right there. So we are calling on behalf of the voters for Jerry Torres in your area to please ask if you can consider voting for someone else a chance to be your congressman. Don Beyer didn't listen to his voters, and now the prices for everything are too high. Salaries and incomes are too low, including government workers. Crime has doubled in Northern Virginia, and the future is uncertain. Vote for Jerry Torres, who will unite people before politics and make Northern Virginia a better place for you. Jerry self-funded his campaign as a humanitarian. He's not a politician. Jerry wants to share with the people the American dream. He was not a wealthy man, but they accomplished the American dream. Jerry was in the military for 30 years and then created more than 8,000 jobs around the world, including in Northern Virginia. Please kindly check him out in our website, which is www.torresuscongress.com, or you can also check him out on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. I just have one question for you, sir. Let me ask you, what are your biggest concerns about our community and the nation so Jerry can better understand and help you?
Well, I'd be hard-pressed to rank them, but for what it's worth, I voted early, and I voted for Jerry as well as Hung Cao and Mr. Trump.
Oh,
and
that's great.
Part of the reason is why I had one of Don Beyer's cars.
Huh?
And they tried to rip me off once for $3,000. I remembered that ever since.
Try to rip you off. That's not good, man. People working hard for their money and somebody else trying to get something for free, man. That's not good.
Yeah,
right.
This was 14 years ago, maybe. They tried to get me to do some major work on a car and told me that car was about to detonate and grenade from the head gaskets failing and is blowing oil everywhere, and using my high school auto shop class knowledge, I lifted the hood and looked, and weren't no oil on that car. And for 4 years and almost 40,000 miles, I took it to another dealer. They never said a word anything about that possible issue. So I've remembered it ever since. But thanks for your time, but Jerry did get my vote.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking your time and helping us out with the survey. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care, sir.
Sure.
All right. Bye.